Hello, this is Tom Buell, and welcome to another edition of Make Today Great, assisting you in taking your life to new heights in your health, relationships, and finances. Have you ever had a problem that you felt was a little too large for you to handle? Have you ever felt overwhelmed by some of these problems? Today, we're going to talk about that very topic, problem. So first, let me just commend you for being here and choosing to listen to this audio and hopefully many of the other audios. I look forward to reading your comments below on this one. Today, we're going to address the question of problems. And here's the bottom line. No level of success excludes anyone from problems, challenges, difficulties, chaos, and surprises. That's part of life. That's part of this experience. Until we're 6 feet under, until we're no longer breathing, that's what we can look forward to every day. The entrepreneur, the person that's listening to this audio here, you are someone who may or may not have heard my three words that I took from the Marine Corps. These three words are paramount: improvise, adapt, and overcome. You see, we all have plans. We all have goals. Obviously, a nice step would be to put those goals on paper. Where do you want to be for your health? Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Where do you want to be in your relationships? Your personal, your professional, and your business relationships. Who do you need to solidify more with relationships, and who would you like to begin a relationship with in those areas? What about your financial situation? Where do you want to be 6 months, a year, 3 years, 5 years from now financially? What are you doing today to improve your financial situation? What are some goals you can set for this week? What are your tomorrow projects, the big wins that you have planned? And how are you contributing? The more you contribute your time and resources, the more it opens up the magic to allow more to come back to you. So in setting those goals, the one thing you know, if you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. So definitely plan, but also recognize very rarely, if ever, will a plan go to plan exactly. And that's where those three words, improvise, adapt, and overcome, come to you. And when you think about them, on top of mind awareness, when difficulties and challenges arise, you can say, huh, I didn't see that coming. So now you have to improvise. If I'm still committed to getting to that goal, what do I have to do to overcome this obstacle or go around this challenge that caught me by surprise? How and what can I do to still get me to that goal? This pushed me a little off course, but what can I do to still take some actions to get me there, regardless of this obstacle or any other ones that are going to pop up? What's the best step for me to take right now? And you hear me asking a lot of questions. You ask the right questions, you get the right answers. You ask empowering questions, you get empowering answers. You ask defeatist questions, you get answers that lead you to defeat. So everything in your life currently is and will be based upon the questions that you ask yourself. And guess what? I'm not immune to it, and you're not immune to it, where questions pop in that aren't empowering. It's up to us to recognize and observe those and say, you know what, is that really what I'm searching for? I'm going to focus on what I want. What do I want? What is my desired outcome in this situation? Let me get clear on that. Okay, with all this, where do I want to be with this particular situation? What's my desired outcome? Okay, if that's my desired outcome, what thoughts, words, and actions would help me get there from here? What are some solutions that I could find to help me make that occur and become a reality? So I'm going to put a picture below this audio. And what you see here is a stack of wisdom that I've collected throughout the years. For over 20 years, actually, this is a small snippet of valuable wisdom that I carry with me and reflect upon many times. And in these are some little cards that are like credit card, plastic type cards that I received from Tony Robbins, from Dr. Cialdini, from Zig Ziglar, from Dale Carnegie courses, etc. And the one that I'm pulling out today to address specifically the topic we're chatting about today is problems. And this is a card, credit card type thing that I got from Tony Robbins. And I'm going to read a little bit of this, and he talks about the truth about problems. One, your problem is that you think your problem is the problem. Two, the real problem is that you think you're not supposed to have problems. Three, problems are gifts. Problems stimulate us to grow and give. Four, the real problem is that you haven't found and embraced an empowering meaning. Five, if you don't master your perception of things, you cannot master life. 6, we think we can get rid of problems, but we can't. We can just get better quality problems. 7, problems and happiness have no relationship. Then he goes on the other side that talks about the cycle of problems. Problems in life are nothing more than opportunities. When faced with a problem, you can either ignore or blame or find a solution. Effective solutions create change, and change often creates new problems, but better quality problems. The secret is finding an empowering meaning in each opportunity you are faced with. So problems arise, and you have the choice to either ignore or blame, or seek a solution which leads to change and circles back up to more problems, better problems. So in your current situation, if you're still breathing, which you are because you're listening to this, you have problems, you have challenges, you have issues in your life related to your health, related to your relationships, and related to your financial situation. Guess what? That's what's called being human. You have the choice right here and now to either ignore or blame, or the opposite of that is what? Taking full responsibility. Guess what? Forgive yourself. You are here right now, right here, listening to this, based upon the only three things that you can control, your thoughts, words, and actions, which lead to you controlling your emotions. Everything in your life currently is the living example of your thoughts, words, actions, and controlling or not controlling of your emotions up to this point. And where you will be a week from now, you know, later today, a week from now, a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, is going to be based upon you taking full responsibility of what? The things that you can control. And what are those? Your thoughts, words, actions, which lead to you controlling your emotions. You learn to do this, you control your destiny. And guess what? When you do that, you take full responsibility. Here you are right now, wherever you are, whether you're at the peak of your, or in the pinnacle of your life, you feel like you have the Midas touch and you're kicking butt, or you're at the bottom, feeling like, how am I going to get by today? Guess what? I've been in each of the ends of those spectrums. And no matter where you are, that's okay. You're here listening, which means change is occurring. You're seeking and you will find. The questions are that I'm posing to you, what are the questions that you can pose to yourself to address your current situation, get clear on what your desired outcome is? And guess what? I've had many friends and clients share, Tom, I don't know what my desired outcome is. Okay, ask questions that can lead to that. If I were to know what my desired outcome would be for my health, relationships, or finances, what would that be? If I were to have an idea of what that would, that ideal scenario would be, what is that? Or go forward in your mind. Ask your 10-year future self from now, in your, and not just an average future self, but the Midas touch future self, the one who's kicked major butt, who's like your superhero and your role model and your biggest cheerleader. Ask that future self, hey, guess what? I'm where I am now. I want to get to where you are. What would I have to think, say, and do to make some changes, find some solutions to get there, to be at the epitome of where I can be 10 years from now? If I had a magic touch, everything that I touched turned to gold, what would I have to ask myself? So ask those types of empowering questions and recognize, this is a tough one, recognize that you aren't given any problems or challenges or obstacles or difficulties that you can't handle. And hey, I'm smiling as I say that because there's many times I put like a timeout sign to the space up there, up to God, like, hey God, I think you have me confused with somebody else. I can't handle this curveball that you're sending me. But God and the universe, whatever you call it, is like patting your back like, you got this, man. I wouldn't give it to you if you couldn't handle it. And you and I and every single person that's ever lived on this earth has felt that way, overwhelmed, felt like the challenges are just too much. But it's true. And looking back in retrospect, this quote from Napoleon Hill always resonates and is true with me. And I'm sure if you were to look back, you'd see this truth as well. Napoleon Hill says, every adversity carries with it the seed of an equivalent or greater benefit. So the bigger adversity that you have going on in the past, you've seen the benefits. Whether it's a week later, a year later, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years later, you see the benefit of that. Everything works. And it's not so comforting if you're going through some extremely difficult times now, but know, with asking the right questions, with doing things such as listening to this, like, holy cow, you know how many billions of people on planet are here on the earth and they're not listening to this? You're choosing to. So you're on the right track. You're asking the right questions. You're doing the proper things. You're controlling your thoughts, words, and actions and your emotions. And by choosing to be here, that means you're on the right track. So I would love to hear your feedback on this. So below this podcast, go ahead and post your comments, you know, share your feedback. And then do me a favor. let's spread the word on this. Share this with your friends on social media. Share it with your email list. Let's build a community of people that are not only transforming their lives, but transforming this world. And it all begins by looking in the mirror. You are transforming this world. So congratulations once again. Do me a favor, share this. Do me another favor, go to iTunes, this podcast. Search on your Google, iTunes Make Today Great, iTunes Podcast Make Today Great. Go there, leave your review, and leave a five-star review, five stars, and leave your review so that this can spread. Hey, it's time to put this out. It's time to spread this hope, this inspiration, this action to transform this world for ourselves first and for future generations next. This is Tom Beal. Go make today great.